We're holding the Gemara, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, four lines from the top by the two dots. Zog the Gemara, Hane Bir Yunid, Havet B'Shiv, Vusid Rameya. There were certain hooligans that lived in the neighborhood of Rameya. V'Havet Komet Tzara Leituva, and they pestered him immensely. Havet Koboy Rameya Rachme Alvei, Kehecha Delei Musu. Rameya davened for them, davened about them, that they should die. Their demise. He davened for their demise. They shouldn't pester him. Omale Bruya Devisu. So his wife Bruya said, his famous wife of Rameya, was a daughter of Ibchanina ben Tradyan, Bruya, where the Gemara says in Psochim Samach Beis, that she was such a great Isha Chachoma, that there was one day that she learned 300 halachas from 300 Chachomim all in one day. So it was an Isha Chachoma that Shas quotes over here. And Rameya followed her advice. So Bruya, his wife, told him, "My daitach, the reason why you're davening for their demise is mishum lechsiv yitam chatoim miksiv choitim chatoim ksiv." It doesn't say that the choitim should perish, meaning the people that are sinners, the rishoyim, but rather chatoim, the averus should be eliminated. The averus should stop happening. That means don't daven for their demise. Daven that they shouldn't be bali averus. They shouldn't pester you. Va'oid, in addition, shofir l'sefer dekra. Look at the end of the pasuk. It says Urishoyim oid einom. It says yitamu chatoim in oretz. That means they'll die yitamu if it's going on them. Urishoyim oid einom, and they're not rishoyim anymore. That's repetitive. If they're going to die, obviously they're not going to be rishoyim. Kevin the yitamu chatoim urishoyim einom. Ella, but rather the pshat is boi rachmi alvei de lahadre b'tshuva. Bruya, the wife of Rameya, advised that rather instead of davening that they should die, the limsu, be mispalel that they should be choyze b'tshuva, the lahad b'tshuva, v'reshoyim oid einom, and that's pshat in reshoyim oid einom, because if they choyze b'tshuva, they're not reshoyim anymore. So that's the pshat in the sefer dekra, v'reshoyim oid einom, boi rach me'alvei, v'had b'tshuva, and otaki b'choyze b'tshuva. So this is the famous maisa of Eishes Rameya, Bruya, where she said to be mispalel, yitamu chatoyim min ha'oretz, choytim le'nema, but rather chatoyim. A lot of drush is written about this, a lot of Bala Musa talk about this Gemara. I'll point out a few nekudas. The Tzlach points out, the Rebbe, the Tzlach points out over here, that even though Rameya was mekabel, the advice of his wife, Abruya, and he taka davened that they should be choyze b'tshuva, but lemaisa ein mikri yoytzim de'pshutoy. The passage of the pasuk is, like the Gemara said before, that yitamu chatoim ureshoyim oid einom, that the Gemara said before in Daftes, that Dovid HaMelech davened, that he didn't say shir, he didn't say halal, until he saw b'mapeloson shel ureshoyim, shenemar, yitamu chatoim min oretz ureshoyim oid einom, boruch enav shel zem aluko. So there is a pasuk the Kro that doesn't mean the way she touched the pasuk. That's what the Tzach points out. The Mekvegovi in Gilgin HaShas, he's Mitzayin, and he says, Ayin bezoyo b'medesh anelam parsha vayero. Oh, this week's parsha vayero, vayero. Tove be'ito matoiv. The pasuk over there is hamechas ani me'avrom. When Avrom Vinu was mispalel on Sdoim, that we see over there that Avrom Vinu was mispalel on Sdoim. It was a mitzvah to mispalel on Sdoim that should be choyze b'tshuva. That's what Avrom Vinu did. They were shoyim. So we see similar to Bruya's advice. The ma'aseh, the mashal over here has a yisodis de kakasha on this whole sugya. He says, "State we know the Gemara says Haku bidei shemayim chutz mi yirshemayim." So yirshemayim is up to the person. So ebezoi, it's totally in a person's bchira. So how is it shach that one person can be davening for someone else? How can you be mispalel for someone else that he should be choyze b'tshuva? Tshuva is dependent on your action and you doing tshuva, not on someone davening for you to be choyze b'tshuva. How is shach tefillah for one person to another? So there are those that answer this kasha. That faker, the may daven for himself. The Gemara says the havikom mitzarele. He was mispalled that they should not be mitzar him. So it was a tefillah for himself. It was negay for himself. And mele the Abish to answer this tefillah that they weren't mitzar him anymore. So mele the bechoyz of a tshuva. But a kopanim, or at least the tshuva part that is not the nekuda. The nekuda is how can he be mispalled for someone else? Teretz says he was mispalled for himself. Shaloi litzarele. Lemaisa, Rambaisha in tshuvas chelik dalad archayim. Simon Mem, Oisud Gimel, he brings this Maisa Rameya, and he says the pshat is that a person can be mispalel for someone else How can you be mispal for someone else? L'chayra, there's a koyach abchira. How can you be mispal for someone else? So he says, you can be mispal that the Eivisha should take away the nisyonis that the person has. Take away the meniyah. Take away the oil panosa. Take away the reason why he's sinning, why he's being choyta. That taka, you have the koyach, you have the koyach to be mispal for. Or he says, be mispal that he should accept the divrei musar that the chachamim say to him. And he should follow suit like the chachamim command us. So that's shayach to be mispal for someone else. That the Eivisha should take away the nisyon from him. The Chazanish has a gewaldig yisoid, which hashkofadik yisoid, and he says as follows. The Chazanish is really was written on the Gilyonis of his Chumash, and they printed in the end of Tainus in the Isophis, not in Tainus, the end of Tyrus. The Isophis, the end of Tyrus, they printed the Chazanish, what he wrote in the Gilyon of Chumash. And Chazanish says like this, he says, how is it shaykh to mispal for someone else? After all, the Koyach HaBchira, my tefillah is going to have an effect on someone else. So he says, yes, you could. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. And because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, it's like Guf Echod. And if it's Guf Echod, I'm not theoretically mispal for someone else, I'm being mispal for myself. There's an achrayis that one yid has to another. So, Einachanami, Hakobe Yishmaim Chutz Mi Yishmaim. And Yishmaim is totally in you. But you can daven for yourself. So when you mispal for Chaver, you're davening for yourself. Davening for yourself, you could. So that's Taka Tole Biyotcha. It's totally in you. It's takatol in you. You're doubting for someone else is doubting for yourself. And memele it shayach that it's not a stira to the inyan of bchira. That's the yisoid of the chazanish that you be'etzem doubting for yourself. Zog du gemara weiter. Omer lo hahutz duki lebruya. Once we discuss bruya, the gemara brings another memory that she said. It's duki told bruya ksiv. It says in the pasuk roni akora lo yalodo. It says roni akora. That Klal Yisrael is a akora lo yalodo. Mishum de lo yalodo roni. If there's lo yalodo, there's no children, why is it roni? That's not a shvach, that's not a simcha, that's not a time to say shira. Omrolei, so she said, shatya, shoita that you are. She called this tzuki a shoita. Shofel a sefer dekro. It says in the end of the pasuk, dechsev ki rabim b'nei shoymeim o b'nei b'ulo, omr Hashem. This is referring to l'osid lovoi, that Yushlayim, which was shomeim, which was barren, all throughout the Golas, will be Rabbi Bnei Shemema, will be an abundance. There will be so many people there. Faket, that's taka the Rani. The Rani is because Rabbi Bnei Shemema, Bnei Be'ula, more than the inhabitants that lived there all the years in the time of the Golas. That's the Rani. Ella, so what's taka pshat in my akora? She didn't answer the question. Why is it akora? I understand why it's a Rani, but what's the akora? If this taka is going to be bonim, my akora lo yalada. So she said to him a sharp line. Rani Knesset Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Rani, is Besimcha. Shedoyim Elisha Akora Shlo Yaloda Bonim. We're compared to a woman that's an Akora that doesn't have any children. Why? Shlo Yaloda Bonim LeGehenim Kamasaychu. We have children, but we don't have children like you Tzduki, that your children are Yorish Gehenim. Shlo Yaloda Bonim LeGehenim Kamasaychu, like you, and that's the Rani Akora. Zog the Gemara. Omalei, how Tzduki L'Rabavo. Another ma'aser with Tzduki. Tzduki told him about Ksiv Mizmar lo David bebochem neAvshalom benoy. David Amelech said a Mizmar when he was running away from Avshalom. He wanted to kill him. Uksiv le David michtam bebochem mipnei Shaul b'ma'ara. Another one of the tzoras that David Amelech had is when Shaul came and he had to hide from Shaul in the ma'ara. Sok the Gemara, hey ma'aser have a bereisha. What took place first chronologically? Michli ma'aser Shaul have a bereisha. Avshalom was at the end of David's life. So Shaul's Maisa was first. So why is Mizmar LeDavid, Baruch HaMinei Avshalom Benoi, mentioned earlier in Tehillim? Lichta Bereisha, let it taka be mentioned of Baruch HaMinei Shaul, B'Me'orah should be mentioned first. Omalei, Atun Loidashin and Smuchin. So he told the Tzduki, you that, Rabbi Avoh told the Tzduki, you that don't dash in the service Smuchin, that you dash in Cheshbon of Smuchin, of the Hemshech, the continuation, the connection of psukim, why they're written at a specific place. So, kasha l'chus, you have a good kasha. Chronologically, Shaul's before Avshalom. Anon de dashin on smuchim, but we dash in smuchim, like kashalon. The Omer Rabbi Yoichan on smuchim in a terem inayin, from where do we know you can dash in smuchim? Shenema smuchim la'ad lo'ilam asuim be'emes ve'yoishah. So, what's the pshat in the smuchim, why it's written first? Because Loman Nismuch Pashas Avshalom, the Pashas Goyim Magoyim, Avshalom, after all, is the third capital in Tehillim. Mizmar LeDavid BeBochem NeAvshalom Benoy. So why is Avshalom written next to the Pashas of Goyim Magoyim? Goyim Magoyim is the second Mizmar in Tehillim. The second Mizmar is Loman Rikshu Goyim. That's the Lama Rikshu Goyim. That's Mechemes Goy Gumogog. They're coming together and fight Yachad al Hashem Val Mashichoy. So why is the Parsha of Avshalom Mizmer Beis? Sorry, Mizmer Gimel next to Mizmer Beis. What's Avshalom doing here? If a person is going to ask you, how is it shaykh that lost lovoy mechemes goy gomogog? It says in pasuk in Mizmer Beis that yisyatzu malchei eretz nois du yachad al Hashem v'amashichoy. They're going to battle. They're going to fight. The Eibush and Hashem v'amashichoy battle Mashiach. How is it shaykh for an eved to battle Mashiach? The Eibush created every person. They're going to fight the Eibush. So if someone's going to ask you, how is it shaykh yesh eved shemoyed b'rabbi? Afate emeloi, we've had such an occurrence. Afate emeloi, klum yesh ben shemoyed ba'aviv. Is it possible to comprehend a son is murdered against his own father? Elohava, there was such a thing already. Like we find Avshalom was murdered ba'aviv David. So chanami hava, so tshayich that an eved is murdered ba'rabbi and lost his lover, goygu mogig is going to try to battle al Hashem v'al Mashichoi. So that's the pshat, we dash in smuchin. So because we dash in smuchin that Avshalom is written specifically in Mizmer Gimel to be next to Mizmer Beis, to be placed over there, that's why Avshalom is written in Tehillim before David, before Shaul. The kasha was, why is the Ma'aseh Avshalom written before Shaul? When he went into the Ma'ara, the David, Michtam Be'Baruch Mnei Shaul Be'Ma'ara, that took place first. Hava Bereisha should have been mentioned first. The Teretz says, Kuzi B'Dash and Smuchin. So maybe we want Avshalom to be mentioned next to Goyg and Magog. So ultimately, it's mentioned first. Zog the Gemara Vayta Omer Rabbi Yoich Numim B'Shim B'Shim B'Ben Yechoy. Ma'i Dichsiv Pio Poscha B'Chochma V'Teres Chesta Al-Shoyno. K'neged mi Oma Shloim Amikro Zeh. Who's Shloim HaMelech referring to? It's referring to David HaMelech, his father. He lived in five different worlds, five different time periods. And he said Shira in every specific time period. When he was in his mother's womb, like Rashi says, When he lived in his mother's womb, he says Shira b'chol kovai. The Mashal says the pshat is because when a baby's in his mother's womb, so he can't say Shira b'peh. A mouth is sosum. How does a baby eat? And it eats in his mother's womb only through the tibar, through the umbilical cord. So b'chol kovai Hashem kotre, just like it eats through there, Dr. Mashal, so to the Shira that it says b'mei imoy is also through the kervayim, through the tibar, through the umbilical cord. So that's pshat, that v'chol kovay Hashem kotshoy, not through the peh, which is sosum when it's b'mei imoy. Oh, so that's the first time period. Yotze la'avi ha'oilom. When he came la'avi ha'oilom, when he came into this world, when he stakel b'kachov, when he looked into the stars, u'mazolois v'om ha'shir, and he said, shir ha'shenemar, b'ruch Hashem alochov, giborei koyach, oise dvoroi, lishmoi b'kol dvoroi, b'ruch Hashem kol tzvo'ov, which is referring to kachovim. Yonak mishtei imoy, when he nursed from his mother, when he stakel b'dodeh, and he looked at her dadim, v'om ha'shir, and he said, shir ha'shenemar, b'ruch hinafzish Hashem, v'al tishkichi kol gemulov. So v'al tishkichi kol gemulov, over here, it's referring to a lashon of Abiyomi Gomel as Benoi, not a lashon. Pashta is the cries Gemulov, meaning all the chasam the Eibusha did, but Al Tishchi Kol Gemulov, meaning B'shas Abiyomi Gomel Benoi, B'shas that he was Yonik midadei imoy. Zokemor Mai Kol Gemulov, Om Rabbi Vosh also ledadim b'mokim bino. Chochma, the chesed that the Eibusha did is the dadim b'mokim bino by the heart. Time am I? What's the reason it's over there? After all other balechayim, it's not b'mokim Bina, it's not over there. My Om Rabbi Yehuda Kadesh Leistaka B'Mokam Ervo. Unlike other Balachayim, so it shouldn't, a child, an infant, should not be Mistaka B'Mokam Ervo. So the Eibush made it B'Mokam Bina. Zok the Gemara, Rav Mas Noma Kadesh Lo Yinek B'Mokam Tinoifus. An infant should not be Meinik B'Mokam Tinoifus in a place that putrid. Rob and Mapolosin Shereshoim, the next time he said Shira was when he saw the downfall of the Reshoim, Om Ashira Shanema, Yitamu Chatoim in the Oretz. That's a connection to the two sugyas. This pasuk here, it's taka pshutus hamikra that yitamach hatoyim. When the rishoyim taka will, he saw the demise of the rishoyim. Rishoyim oid einom, like the gemara before said taka that he said baruch inavshi haluka. He only said haluka after kuf gimel mizmorim because he saw from apolos and shal rishoyim. Yitamach hatoyim in oz rishoyim oid einom baruch inavshi haluka.
Nistaka b'yom ha'misa. The fifth thing, the time that he said shira was when nistaka b'yom ha'misa, when he saw the yom ha'misa v'om ha'shira shenemar, Baruch Hinafshis Hashem, Hashem alakai gadalta ma'oid, hoid v'hoda levoshto. My mashal ad yom ha'misa, how do we know this is referring to yom ha'misa? How do you know it's referring to yom ha'misa? Omer Rabba Rav Shila misefer din yonah. The end of the inyan, it says, d'chsiv, taste ponechi bohelun, toisev rucham yigvaun, which is referring to the gvir, which is the misa. Rav Simi ba ukva v'amilom ha'ukva ha'v'shchich kamed Reb Shimon Pazi. They were shchiach by Reb Shimon Pazi v'ava mesader agadata. Kamein, he was mesader the agadata gemoz in front of him. The Reb Shimon Levi, the agadata is that he heard from Reb Shimon Levi. Omer le ma'ed chsiv, what's pshat in the posuk? Bo chinafshis Hashem chol kova yashem kotshoi. Meaning again, how do we dash in the taichin kova pashtis? Omer le bo yure'ei shaloi kemidish ha'kodesh ha'boruch u'midish bosu v'dom. That over here we see now he's going to dash in the posik, not as the krovei, a different dash in the posik. Shaloi kemidas akadosh baruch midas bas vedom midas bas vedom tzatzura al gabi akoisel. A person can make drawing on a koisel. He can make a beautiful 3D drawing. Ve'eni ochal lahatul by ruach neshama, but he can't put the ruach neshama inside. He can't put the intestines, the ruach, the neshama, the kavayim ubnei ma'ayim that you can't put in there. The neshama and the intestines you can't put in there. Even it's a beautiful drawing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Einu Kein. Tzor Tzura B'Tech Tzura. He's Tzara Tzura B'Tech Tzura. The Neshama B'Tech the Guf. Umat B'Ruach V'Neshama. Krivayim U'Bnei Ma'ayim. And he puts all this in there. That's Pshat in Kol Krovai. This, now we touch in Kol Krovai the Krov in this Oifen Taka. The Krovai, the Neshama. U'Bnei Ma'ayim. V'Hanid Omer Chana. And this is Pshat what Chana said in the Tefillah. Ein Kodesh Kashem Ke'en Biltecho Ve'en Tzul Kelakenu. There is no tzur, there is no rak like the Eibishter. What does that mean? My ain't tzur kelekenu, ain't tzayor kelekenu. There isn't a artist like the Eibishter. Meaning, an artist like the Eibishter, it explains that the Eibishter is like an artist. When you stand right in front of a painting, you don't comprehend the painting. It looks like a bunch of colors that until you remove yourself, you back off, you go, if you're standing an inch before the painting, you can't understand what the painting is. You back off 10 inches, then you see, you understand the painting, you understand the Rembrandt. You go back 20 feet, you see the whole picture. The Eibishter, what takes place in this world is like one big painting. We don't verstehe it. We're living in this world. We'll never verstehe how the Shach, the Holocaust came about. Comes Mashiach, Lasid Lavoi, we'll see Taka, the whole painting, we'll remove from this world. Then Taka, we can verstehe, then Taka, the Eibishter is like a tzayor, ein tzayor kelekenu. Zog the Gemara, my ke'en biltecho. What does it mean? The end of the pasuk came biltecho. There's no one like the Eibishter. Omer Rabbi Yehuda bar Menashe, al tik ke'en biltecho. Don't read it ke'en biltecho. Elo ein levaloischo. There's no wear and tear. Cannot be diminished at all. Shaloi k'midas Hakadosh Baruch Hu midas basa v'dom. The Eibishter's midas not like a midas basa v'dom. Midas basa v'dom ma'is yodu mevalen noisoi. A person's actions at the end of the day, there's wear and tear. Like by a sack and shchita. The sack, and the more you use it, it takes away the sharpness eventually. So too, the ma'is yodu shal odom. At the end of the day, a person's goof becomes weaker and weaker because of the ma'is yodayim that he does. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it's not like that. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mevalen ma'isov. The Eibishter's mevalen is ma'isim. But the Eibishter remains forever and ever. Omalei, ano hochi ko amino. This is what I meant to tell you. Ano hochi ko amino loch. Meaning now we're teaching, this is what I meant before, now we're teaching that we're not going to teach the chol kovei Hashem kotshoi pshat in the posuk in the five times, and one of them was b'me'imoi. No. Ano hochi ko amino loch, hani chamisha baruchi nafshi, the five baruchi nafshis, are keneged mi amoran David. Keneged whom did he say these five baruchin nafshis? Zogmor lo yamon ele keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was keneged the Eibishter. U keneged neshama, keneged the neshama. He compared the neshama to the Eibishter in five different aspects. That's the five baruchin nafshis. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu mole kol ha'olam. It's just like the Eibishter is mole kol ha'olam kuloi. Av neshama meleez kol ha'guf. It's memala the whole guf. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu roi yevein nira. Just like the Eibishter sees and is not seen. Because lo yichya odom, v'ruuni, v'lo yichya, you can't see the Eibishter. Av neshama roya v'ne niras. Likewise, the neshama can see, but we don't see it. Ma kodesh baruch zonis kol olam kuloi, the Eibishter is mefarnes and zon the whole world. Av neshama zonis kol haguf. It's mazin the guf. The guf needs the neshama to be mazin it. Ma kodesh baruch tor. Just like the Eibishter is tor, av neshama is tahira. L'kai neshama tahira shenis atabit. The neshama is tor. Tahirahi. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Yoshe B'Chadich HaDorim. The Eibush is Yoshe B'Chadich HaDorim. Before we said Roy Ben Anira, it was also the Vart is that we don't see him. But the Nekuda was, he sees and we don't see him. Over here the Vart is, he's Yoshe B'Chadich HaDorim. Yoshe B'Chadich HaDorim means that a person cannot see the Eibush. He's B'Chadich HaDorim. Neshama yeshevet b'chadich adorim. So to neshama yeshevet b'chadich adorim. Yovem yishesh b'chamish adorim alolu. The person that has these five things, be yishabeach, and it should praise l'mi yishesh b'chamish adorim alolu, to praise the Eibishter. This nekuda that the Eibishter is roi v'in nira, the Netziv brings in Chagiga, and I heard it, Zayde said it also, he brings b'shem, for it b'shem, a blabla kovna, a b'ayleib Shapira. A blabla said, That's pshat in the Gemara in Chagiga about the story about the tztuki that said that if the Eibishter loves you, so why are the tzoris? So he compared it to a oyd yod in a tuya, and a blabla explained that Gemara that we might not see the Eibishter, so it seems like hest upon him, but the Eibishter sees us oyd yod in a tuya. He's covering our eyes. It's not pshat. He turned his back on us. The Gemara there says, but rather oyd yod in a tuya. He's roya vein anira. We don't see him. Even in the time of Hest upon him, it's the same Roya, he still sees us. Don't think at the time of Hest upon him, he turned his back on us, but rather, he's always looking at us. He's always Roya. The Eibush is constantly Roya. Even as man of Hest upon him, he's Roya. Just to us, it appears that we don't see him, so then it seems like it's as man of Hest upon him, because he's covering our eyes. It's Oid Yod in the Tuya.
Zog du Gemara weiter, Omer Rav Amnuna Meidich Siv. What's Pshat in the Pesach in Keheles, Mi Kachochom, Umi Oidea Pesha Dovo? Mika Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is like the Eibusha, she adeh las is pshor ben shnei tzadikim. He knows to make a pshor between two tzadikim. Ben Chizkiyahu li Yeshiyahu, Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Yeshiyahu HaNovi. The Eibusha wanted that they should meet each other. And Yeshiyahu HaNovi should give Musa to Chizkiyahu that he wasn't getting married. Because he didn't want to get married, like the Gemara is going to describe now. So each one did not want to go to the other. So what did the Eibush say? Zok the Gemara, Chizkiyo Omar, Chizkiyo said, Lesi Yeshiyo Gabe, let Yeshiyo come to me. The Hochi Ashkon Beliyo, we find a precedence that what? That Yeshiyo should come to me like the Novi Eliyo came. The Ozel Gabe Achov, he came to Achov. Shenema Vayelech Eliyo Lachazan Achov. Yeshiyo said the opposite. Lesi Chizkiyo Gaboy, let Yechizkiyo, let the king come to the Novi. The Hochi Ashkon Beyehoyrom, Ben Achov, does the Gabi Elisha. Yehoram the Melech, Ben Achav went to Elisha, he went to the Novi. So likewise over here, Chizkiyahu should come to Yeshiyo. Ma Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu, since they had this fundamental machlokes, who should go to who? So Ma Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu, what did Eib should do? Hevi Yisurim al Chizkiyahu. He brought upon Yisurim on Chizkiyahu. Va'omaloy li Yeshiyo, and then he told the Yeshiyo HaMelech, Yeshiyo HaNovi, Lech Bakres HaChoylo, Bimavaka the Melech, Bimavaka the Choylo. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayom Ohem Chol Chizkiyahu Lomus. He was on his deathbed. And when Chizkiyahu was sick, Yeshiyahu HaNovi came to visit him. And he told him, you should now write yourself a will. Why? The double lotion. Your meis v'loitichya. My kimeis ato v'loitichya. Ma ato b'olam hazeh. Meis ato b'olam hazeh. Not just you'll leave this world, you won't even have a share in the next world. You're amazed by Olam Haba. Omalei. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech heard this. He said, "My kulei hai, what's the whole to do? Why am I losing a chelik in Olam Haba?" Omalei mishum lo yasakt b'pir v'rivya. You were not oiskin pir v'rivya. Omalei mishum dechazoyli. So he answered, the reason why I didn't have children is mishum dechazoyli b'ruach hakodesh. I saw b'ruach hakodesh b'nevuah that what? The nofik minoy b'nin de loimalu. I'm going to eventually have children, descendants, that are loimalu. He's talking about Menashe. He was a Rosha. So I'm going to have b'nin de loimalu. Omalei. So Yeshiyo told Chizkiyah, b'hadi kafshe d'rachmona lomaloch. Don't make cheshbonis with the Eibishter. The Eibishter does his, you do yours. You have to do what's incumbent upon you. And the Eibishter does his. Don't make cheshbonis b'hadi kafshe d'rachmona. These are divrei storim that are only revealed by the Eibishter. Don't make cheshbonis on what you saw b'ruach HaKodesh. Ma'ay de mefkarata, whatever you are mitzuvah to do, meaning the mitzvah per v'rivya, ibaylach l'mevad, you have to fulfill. Uma adenicha kami kutsha b'richa hu la'avid. And what the Eibishter wants to do with it afterwards, that's up to him. Omalei, so Chizkiyahu HaMelech accepted the Musa. So he said, Hashtoi bazoi, havli bartoch, give me your daughter. Your daughter should marry me or marry my son we should be mishalach with one another. Efshe de gom eschus didi v'didoch. So my schus and your schus, your barto, that should come out in a outcome that should be positive. V'nafki minoy benin demalu, and I won't have descendants that are rishoyim. Omalei. So Yeshio Anovi told him, kvar nigzro lecho gzeiro. The gzeiro is already edged in stone. It's and etched in stone, and it can't be erased. Nigzro gzeiro. Omalei, it can't be reversed. So Chizkio told him, Ben Amoitz, Yeshaya Ben Amoitz, he told him, Kale nevuascha, seize your nevuah, v'tzei, and leave. Kach mekublanim beis avi abo, avi kabola from beis avi abo, which is David HaMelech, afilu cherev chadim unachas al tzavar shel odom. Even if a person has a sword, a sharp sword on his neck, and he's about to die, still, al yim na'atzim min harachim, still be mispalel. There's no such thing as kvar nigzro gzeiro. There's always a possibility of tefillah, and the Eibusha should retract the gzeiro. So what are you telling me that it's impossible to be meshadach and it won't change? No such thing. Al yim naatz min rachmim. Zok the Gemara, itmar nami Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elozer the Amitavayu afilu cherev chad munachas al tzvor shel adam. Even if a person has a sharp sword on his neck, still al yim naatz min rachmim. He should not sees to daven shenemar hey niktelani. Even if the Eibishter is causing my death and I'm about to die, loy eyachel, I'm still davening to him. I'm relying on him. So we see that afilu cherev chado ayisayish menarachemim. The Bach over here continues what happened at the end. Zok the Bach in Ois Beis lesoyv yovelei balto. At the end, Yishaya Novi gave him his daughter. Nofik minei Menashe v'Rav Shushko. And Itaka had a child like Menashe and Rav Shushko. Two Eniklich. Two Rishoyim. Dr. Bach, what was the Maisa that took place? Yoi Mechade al Kibu HaKasvei Lam Tuyinu Levei Medrasho. Chizkiyahu HaMelech carried them both on his shoulder to bring them to the Beis Medrash. And they were not interested in going to the Beis Medrash. O Mechad Minayu. So one told the other, Chizir Reshe Da Abba, look at our father's head, Lemitvi Bey Galdani. It's a large head that we can fry small fish on it. Our father's head could be a mizbeach, so to speak, that we can be makiv avodah zarah on it. So he heard this and he said, oy, Gaval, these are my children. Chavtinu ba'aro. He dropped them on the floor, I'm not taking you to the Beis Medrash. So Menashe chaya, Menashe survived the fall. The Rav Shushan Meis and Rav Shushan died. Kori Anavshe. So Chizki said about himself, V'klei Kelov Royim. Taka, the fact that I didn't get married right away. I wasn't asked with Pirvi Rivya. So Klei Kelov Royim, that's Taka the result. And it's Taka Nigzog Zera. I see it was my own fault. That Atkan Loshan Abach of the Hemshech of the Maisa that took place. In fact, the Chaim Stutzner, Sichas Musa, the Bala Musa discussed this because of the bitl peir v'hivya, because of the fact that he didn't get married right away, at least. So he was the klala was so great that you don't have chelik even in olam haba meisato v'lo yichya that v'tichil olam haba azash tak gzera meis olam hazav v'tichil olam haba for what for the avera of like asik peir v'hivya. Zok the Chaim Stutzner, gevaldig yisoid. That this is worse than Staman Avera. This is a Fruma Cheshbon. When a person makes Fruma Cheshbonus, I can't be Oizu Bepir Vigivir because I see the result, it's going to be Benin Dloy Mali. Fruma Cheshbonus connect Mitzah Hashem, then Taka the Gzeira is the Gvaldi Gzeira, Meis Veletichi Afilu Lelem Habo. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, even though Menashe came out of him, at the end of the day, Yoshio HaMelech came out of him also. And like it's described in the Kina, Kinas and Tishbov, like Kom Kamoisa Mimea Vigdor, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there wasn't someone like Yeshua HaMelech, that he was Machzir so many people betshuva. He made a whole turnover in Klal Yisrael, and he made the whole Baal Tshuva movement, so to speak. And he was Machzir so many people at the Toiv. So that's Taka Pshan de Gemorah. Bahadi Kifsh de Rachmana Lomaloch. True, you saw Benavua, Beruach HaKoydish, Nafkane, Benindale Mali, but Bahadi Kifsh de Rachmana Lomaloch. You don't know the Abish's Cheshbonis. There might be Menashe that comes out of you, but eventually look who came out after that. After that came Yeshua Melech, meaning
Besoyfer was Yeshua HaMelech, so Bahadi Kashid Rachman Alamalach, you can't make cheshbonis when it comes to cheshbon Shemayim, and that's the Musa that he gave him. We'll stop over here, the bottom of Yud Amid Aleph.